From 90.7 News, I'm Crystal Chavez. More legal trouble for a Brevard County hospital this week. Health First is already facing an antitrust case, and now a similar whistleblower lawsuit was unsealed this week as well. Joining me now to talk about it is Abe Abaraya, health reporter at WMFE. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what's being alleged here?
Well, the lawsuit alleges that Health First, which owns the hospital, a large physician group, and the dominant health insurance plan in Brevard County, spent years giving improper incentives to doctors for referring all of their patients to Health First hospitals. So court documents say doctors were allowed to buy ownership in surgery centers and outpatient practices in exchange for sending patients only to Health First and not their competitor.
Now, Abe Abaraya, these aren't the only allegations that the whistleblower John Doe makes in the court documents.
That's correct. There are also allegations that doctors who sent patients to Health First exclusively got a host of other benefits. They didn't have to answer patient phone calls in the middle of the night, for example. They got free blood products. And Health First made some of those friendly doctors medical directors. And the court documents say that they were paid exorbitant stipends for really little or no work. And just to be kind of clear, I'm being polite because of time. The list of allegations in the suit is far more than what we're talking about right now. It even gets into real estate.
Now, what does Health First say about all this?
Well, in a statement, the hospital called the allegations frivolous and a distraction, and they said the new allegations repeat old claims. They say multiple agencies, including the Florida Attorney General, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, have all reviewed and cleared the hospital's practices, but they say they will cooperate fully with the legal process.
And the idea is that it's fraud when the government is billed for a medical procedure stemming from these relationships.
Exactly. And if that's true, we're talking fraud to the tune of more than $100 million. And if the lawsuit is successful, the whistleblower who filed the complaint would get a cut of the settlement. So there's a clear financial incentive on their part as well.
So how do these kinds of arrangement, if ultimately found to be true, affect patients?
Well, that's the big worry. I mean, nobody wants to see government insurance or taxpayer dollars funneled away into a scheme. But, you know, just as importantly, patients need to know that when they go to a doctor and he says, go to this here center for, you know, go here for surgery, go here for cancer treatment, that he's making those decisions because of that's where you're going to get the best care and not where the doctor gets the most money.
Abe, the allegations in the court documents, are they all just about finances?
No, there are allegations of serious gaps in the quality of care at Health First hospitals. So the court documents talk about a patient who died from an overdose of a cancer drug, and that death was not reported to the state. There were also, allegedly, two deaths in 2010 after heart surgery.
What does this say about the state of health care overall?
Well, I think this case in particular is being watched as a bit of a bellwether. So in Obamacare, the law encourages greater cooperation between hospitals and doctors and insurance companies. And the idea is that when everyone works together, you can save money and get better outcomes. But this case illustrates the possible downside of that. You can have too much power in one place. And the example given to me is sort of the separation of powers in the Constitution. You know, you have one branch that writes laws that's separate from the branch that enforces them, that's separate from the branch that interprets them. And in healthcare, Health First has all three branches under one roof. They've got the insurance, the hospitals, and the doctors.
And I take it this isn't the only case against Health First.
No, the same group also has an antitrust case going before the court as well, and they're looking to split up Health First. So the next few months in Florida will be really interesting to watch and see how courts end up tackling this issue.
Abe Abaraya, WMFE's health reporter, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
This is 90.7 News. I'm Crystal Chavez.